This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. India has welcomed the reports of a ceasefire between Iran and Israel and the role played by the US and Qatar. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs has reiterated that there is no alternative to dialogue and diplomacy to address and resolve the multiple conflicts in the region. The ministry said India stands ready to play its part in these efforts and hopes that all concerned parties will work towards sustained peace and stability. US President Donald Trump has lashed out at Israel and Iran, accusing both sides of violating the ceasefire. Mr. Trump said he had told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to call back Israeli planes that are headed towards Iran. US President warned Israel not to drop bombs on Iran. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said in a statement that it has halted further strikes in Iran following a call between Mr. Netanyahu and President Trump. On the other hand, Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that his country will respect the truce as long as Israel does. Meanwhile, the regional air traffic is gradually resuming. Air India announced the restart of its services to West Asia. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will lead a high-level Indian delegation to the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defence Ministers meeting, which begins today in Qingdao, China. During the two-day meeting, defense ministers of SCO member states are expected to discuss key issues, including regional and international security, counter-terrorism efforts, and enhanced cooperation among their defense ministries. On the sidelines of the meeting, the defense minister will also hold bilateral discussions with his counterparts from several participating countries, including China and Russia. Samvidhan Hatya Divas will be observed today. It serves as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on 25th June 1975. It is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency. A report.
The emergency was declared in a backdrop of mounting political unrest and judicial developments that shook the legitimacy of the ruling leadership. Parliament passed a series of constitutional amendments during the emergency that weakened judicial review and institutional checks. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program of Akashwani, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had said that emergency was the darkest chapter of Indian history.
Yeh Bharat ke itihas ka kala daur tha. Lakho logo ne emergency ka puri taakat se virodh kiya tha. Loktantr ke samarthakon par us dauran इतना अत्याचार किया गया, इतनी यातनाएं दी गई कि आज भी मन से हर उठता है।
The Shah Commission of Inquiry found that over 1.07 crore sterilizations were conducted nationwide during the emergency. Around 26,000 government and public sector employees were retired prematurely. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has criticized the Congress for imposing emergency in 1975, saying that the reason was not to protect the country's security, but to save the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi's power. Mr. Shah said this while addressing a commemoration event, Apatkal Ke 50 Saal, in New Delhi yesterday. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written a book on it and it will be launched today. In athletics, two-time Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra has clinched a javelin throw title in the Ostrava Golden Spike 2025 meet in Czech Republic. The 27-year-old star Indian clinched the yellow medal with a best throw of 85.29 meters in the one-day competition last night. Dow Smith of South Africa with a throw of 84.12 meter finished second, while Anderson Peters of Grenada with a throw of 83.63 meter came third. The victory also marked Neeraj's second consecutive top finish following his impressive performance at the Paris Diamond League last week. In the Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, host England defeated India by 5 wickets at Headingley Leeds to take a 1-0 lead in the 5th Nash Test Series. On the 5th and final day, England successfully chased down the target of 371 runs, finishing at 373 for 5. India had earlier been bowled out for 364 in their second innings, suffering a late collapse despite centuries from KL Rahul and Rishabh Pant, setting England a target of 371. In the first two innings, India posted 471, to which England responded with 465, setting the stage for a thrilling final day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.